Hi there, my name's David Coe and I work at Origin as their customer experience officer. Today I'm going to be talking to you about my experiences in sales over the years. I started probably back in about 1986 selling at that point graphic design and point of sale. Mainly, I've always been involved in selling services B2B rather than B2C. And in 2000-ish, I went on a solution sales training course, which was the first official course I'd been on, which I found to be very useful. But today, I'm going to talk about the top three reasons that salespeople will use as excuses for not closing business out. It's a fairly random list that I've spent all of 10 minutes pulling together, but in my experience, that means they're probably the ones that top of mind for me. So away we go. Number one, the prospect or the potential customer that you're talking to will say that the budget has been taken away or that no budget can be allocated at the moment. Number two, that they have found a better or a different product or solution. That sometimes involves price. Maybe we've got the same solution that you're selling me, but we've actually got a much better price. Sometimes that's used just as an excuse to try and get you to come back with an alternate offer. And then number three is that the time frame has changed because blah blah blah. Somebody has moved, a new person has joined, IT infrastructure is being changed. Anyway, call me back in 6 months' time. So a lot of people would recognize those three top reasons. Why I thought I'd do this topic is I went to a presentation probably 2, 3 years back, and the presenter asked everyone to hold a hand up if they thought these were valid reasons, if these were the top ones, etc. And then there was a pause in the room, and she said, "I'm now going to tell you the three real reasons why you're not closing this work." It's a bit of a reality shock for salespeople. Number one, they don't like you. Number two, they don't trust you. And number three, they don't respect you. And there was a kind of a gosh moment in the auditorium, and I thought, yeah, that's pretty much it. Number one, I mean, people don't like you. You can't actually do anything about that one. You can try through prospecting to align a particular salesperson against a particular potential customer if you've got that luxury. But usually, if someone doesn't like you, there's nothing you can do, so you have to just move on. It's a kind of like Marmite. I mean, I know that there are people who just don't like me. They have told my colleagues that they don't like me, so, and that's been fed back, and that's fine. I'm not going to cry over it. You just have to get used to that as a salesperson, I think. The second one, that they don't trust you, again, you really should. The whole purpose of sales is to get to a point where people view you as a trusted advisor, as somebody that they want to buy something from. It's not that you're making them buy something from you, it's actually that you've been so knowledgeable, so helpful, that they really trust you moving forwards and they want to work with you on a particular project. And the third one, they don't respect you, harks back to that as well, in that a lot of the time, if you're constantly trying, you're not listening, if you're just talking at them and telling them about all the amazing things that you could do for them, and then when you produce a proposal, you say, "This is subject to this, subject to that," they're actually not going to respect you at all. They actually want somebody to be a consultative person that has weighed everything, listened to what their problems are, and actually come back with a solution that's going to solve those problems for them. So again, that's it in a nutshell. I've actually stretched this one out to over 5 minutes. So that just goes to show that I can actually make them longer than 3 minutes. Thanks very much for listening. Bye.